that's interesting. Because one of the rap stars just wrote a song about Miami, and he says going to Miami. Yeah. So he, like, emphasizes the E instead, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. It's funny, some people say Miami.
I heard it when I was there. I don't hear it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Just some of the older people or people, I don't know why they did that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you get up at what time of day? You get up in the...
morning.
Mm-hmm. And if something's coming this way, it's coming in what direction?
What's coming?
Like something's coming.
Something is coming? It's a coming toward me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And would you go up to Albuquerque?
Yes, I'd probably go up to Albuquerque.
Would you go down to Mexico, or?
Down into Mexico, I would say, I guess, because we're right here on the border.
How about Cloudcroft?
I'd go up to Cloudcroft or over to Cloudcroft.
How about Tucson?
Tucson, I'd go over to Tucson.
You'd never go down to Tucson, though?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So usually you'd say probably that up and down in travel refers to direction, north and south only, and then unless you're going up a long ways up into the mountains, right?
Mm-hmm. Going uphill.
Okay. If you're traveling, you go so many...
miles?
Mm-hmm. And if your car was in the middle of the road, you had to get it out, you'd give it a...
push or a shove.
Uh-huh. And the past tense of push is...
The past tense of push? Pushed?
Mm-hmm. How about the opposite of that?
Pulled?
Mm-hmm. And what's a short distance?
Short distance? How would it be used?
Well, like say...
It's near. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Something nearby, like if you went down to the 7-Eleven, you say, I only had to go...
a little way.
Okay.
Or a little ways.
How about if it's a long distance?
A long ways.
Okay.
Far away.
Yeah. Okay, if there's not very much of something, it is...
scarce.
Mm-hmm. And nobody gives me that on the first try. That was really good.
I had to think of how we would use it.
People get off the train at the...
station. Mm-hmm. Train station, depot.
Mm-hmm. And if something is haphazardly leaning up against something else, how do you describe the relationship between how it's sitting?
Not leaning?
Well, how about if, like, somebody's glasses were...
crooked.
Crooked. How would you... So you could say his glasses sat how on his face? You ever heard of, like, anti-goggling?
No. No, I haven't heard of that.
That's like in East Texas, in Southern term.
Hmm. What is it? Anti-what?
Anti-goggling, or anti-godlin, you know, just all different terms for it.
Oh, no, I've never heard that.
And I think it probably derives from, like, it's a Scottish phrase, and it probably derives from godly.
Hmm.
And anti-godly.
Against.
So, yeah, so something that is against perfection. Right. Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about if something's coming at you from an angle? Like if a cat leapt at you, and you say, the cat came at me. How?
Hmm. From the side? Crosswise? No.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Okay.
How would you, when your guests leave, what do you say to them?
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use, like, Spanish phrases, or?
Oh, sure, sometimes.
Like what?
If it's somebody Latin or Hispanic, I'd say vaya con Dios if I was real friendly with them, or just adios.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say bye-bye sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So long.
Mm-hmm.
Hasta la vista, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. That's the whole survey.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you very much.
Glad. How many times have you had to go through this?
A lot.
Oh, gee.
probably 25.
Oh, goodness.
But thank you so much.